Back here on the second guest show, Mike DeTillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, at the Silver Slipper Casino, Beachside, right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Let's go back to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text lines. Go to Hollywood and Thibodeau. Hollywood, you in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hollywood Swinger,
hey,
what's
Bobby.
Up? What's up, Hollywood?
Hey, Bobby, hey, Mike. How y'all doing?
All right, brother.
Hey, Bobby, we got one more game left for this miserable season, which started off pretty good.
One more game is kind of a catch-22 because we don't really want to beat Tampa. Now they're going to be a pro. If we beat Tampa Bay, that's going to benefit Atlanta. You know who that nation don't want to benefit? The Falcons.
Just think, Falcons fans got a pull for the Saints.
Yes.
How about that?
As soon as the Washington Commanders beat Atlanta, Tampa Bay was loving that. And now, Mike, I can see that point spread. Tampa Bay's playing for a lot back-to-back, or they can win the NFC South for four straight seasons. And you know what? We remember at one time, man, with Drew Brees, we won the NFC South four straight season. Well, that's where Tampa Bay's at. That's why we got to take baby steps. Before we worried about having a significant impact in the NFC to represent the NFC in the Super Bowl, we got to win the NFC South. So in the future, 2025, 26, we're trying to get where Tampa Bay's at. And then, if you can host a game, like you said, in the playoffs, and then maybe you win a game. It's not a series. Maybe you shock the world and you pull off an upset. Who would have thought post-Katrina in 2006? All of a sudden, we went three games in 2005. We were the second seed in 2006. We win the damn NFC Championship game in Chicago.
That's a crazy run.
You know, like, man, if we win this game, Sean Payton and Drew Brees just got here. We were overachieving. And we were almost in the Super Bowl. So it's only one game. A lot can happen. Well, I remember we kicked the Eagles behind in the dome. That's when Deuce had the rugby play for a touchdown and all that. So you can turn around quickly. But right now, we got first things first. We got to win the NFC
but
South.
They got a little bit lucky there, and so did Tampa, because what happened with Drew in the final game of the season with the Chargers, and he got that major surgery, and there was really only two teams. It
the
was
Dolphins?
Either Miami or the Saints. And then, Miami made the decision after talking to their doctors, man, we don't know about this, and the Saints kind of got jackpot lucky.
And as an SEC or an LSU fan, think about this. If Drew Brees doesn't fail the Dolphins' physical, let's say he's probably going to Miami. Coach Saban has success in Miami in the NFL, and he never goes to Alabama. You know how you're at a crossroad, and you think how things work out. And what happens over like a decade or a decade plus, it's amazing, Mike, when the
decisions.
Became
the most dominant coach in college football history.
Right.
And what he did. But think about Baker. Man, he's sort of a discarded guy. He bounces
him
around.
Him and Sam Darnold.
And all of a sudden, he goes to Tampa, and he's a part of one NFC South title on the potential of two. And look what Sam Darnold has done. Another guy.
To show, you how the organization makes a difference, you can Google this and all. Look up the picture. They were both on the Carolina Panthers at the same time.
Right.
Sam Darnold and Baker Mayfield was on the Carolina Panthers. You think they know what the hell they're doing? I'd say hell no. They don't know. Look where Baker Mayfield's at right now with Tampa Bay. Now he had to go to the Rams, get to Tampa Bay. You look at Sam Darnold. He goes from the Jets to Carolina. Then he goes on the Shanahan with the 49ers. Look what he's done with the Vikings. Did you see the game Sam Darnold had yesterday?
He ain't going nowhere.
Let me tell you right now, like Justin Jefferson and all that, I don't care this young cat with J.J. McCarthy and all that. Okay, then he might be the future, but he ain't now. He ain't the future. The future is not next year.
Even if I can't sign him to a long-term deal,
you
gotta franchise him. Okay, I'll pay him $44, $45 million.
Yeah.
Is it worth it?
Hell yeah.
This season?
Look how you could, again, you can look at the, I think it's on X or something. Look at when Sam Darnold came into the locker room, how they embraced him. How they picking him up. They know Sam Darnold gives them a fine chance.
Because there is something about redemption.
Yes.
And you're a scuffed up player, and look what happened to him. He didn't feel sorry for himself. He went out there and made it work.
He made it work, and then that's why you got to handle adversity. Don't feel sorry for yourself, or it's not working out, the coach don't like me, this and that. How about you fight? And take advantage of opportunity. That's why I'm a Baker Mayfield fan. a Sam Darnold fan, because I know in America, you look at opportunities. Okay, what do you do with an opportunity? Do you take advantage of that? Now, either you are or you're not, like Spencer Rattler. Okay, you want to be a pro? Okay, you got a flush. Okay, you're 0-5. Next time you go out there and play a whole game, like you played the first half. Spencer Rattler, if you look at this, he was 11 of 13 passing, 146 yards and a touchdown. And Juwan Johnson dropped one of his passes, and then another one he had to, like, he just threw
he
it away.
Slingshot it.
No, he was like, yeah. Now, play a whole game like that. And then you build upon that, and then you get better. And that's supply and demand. There's not enough quarterbacks in the NFL, I'm telling you. That's why you can't say, like, oh, woe is me, it's not working out. You got to fight. And that's why I admire Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold.
Who I really admire, too, and he did it before both of them, Jared Goff.
Jared Goff.
He got traded to Detroit. He thought it would be a 1 year, I'm going to be here, they're going to draft another quarterback, I'm out. Look at what has happened to Jared Goff in Detroit.
Amazing. And, you know, you can have a win-win. It might be right place, right time. It all worked out. Matthew Stafford didn't work out in Detroit. He goes to the Rams. He wins the Super Bowl. Look where Matthew Stafford's at right now. That dude can spin it. Then Jared Goff goes on the Rams to the Lions. So they're both winning. Listen, that was like the Marshall Faulk, Edgerrin James. Then when you do a trade, the Rams and the Colts and all that, that's why players, you know, they might get together at a family gathering. Oh, I really didn't make it in the NFL because, you know, I didn't get a break here or there.
And I got hurt. Doesn't everybody get hurt
yes,
playing ball?
Yeah. That's why when I hear this and people tell me that, oh, I would have been in the pros, but, you know, I got hurt in high school and this, I just nod my head, oh, man, I'm sorry that happened to you. And I'm thinking, man, you, what are you talking about? No, did you take advantage of your opportunity? And if you have adversity, do you give up or you keep fighting? You got to fight. And Derek Carr, I don't know if it's going to work out with this Saints long term. He's been well compensated, but he's going to fight. I think he's the kind of individual that will fight. It might not work out with the Saints, and we don't want this to happen. What if he would go to another team? Again, there's not enough quarterbacks, and what if he would have success in the right situation?
Okay, we talk about players bouncing around, right fit, right situation. It didn't work out for Kirk Cousins in Atlanta. You think this is his last destination? No. He's going to go somewhere else. Somebody's going to pay you a lot of money.
There's not enough quarterbacks. There are not enough quarterbacks. And at one time, to show you Kirk Cousins and why Tampa has to win, you know, the Falcons beat Tampa Bay twice this year. And Kirk Cousins, I think, threw like 5 touchdowns against them in one game. Now, he didn't play the whole season.
That's a Thursday night.
Yeah, as you're getting older, you know, maybe not, but you got to – now, it's a long season. You got to keep fighting. Nobody's going to feel sorry for you. You just got to fight. You got anything, Hollywood?
What else, Hollywood?
I know we interrupted you.
Hey, Bobby, who you see going to the Super Bowl in New Orleans? The AFC, NFC? What's your team going?
You know, I think there's about a handful of like AFC teams. And until you go against the Chiefs.
You got to beat the man.
But then I look at Josh Allen with the Bills. You look at Lamar with the Ravens. You know who? Now, they're two behind the eight ball. Boy, I wish, but like four things had to happen for Joe Burrow and the Bengals to get there, because that'd be a team you would not want to play.
I know Kansas City don't want to see
it. Yeah, in the postseason. But I look at like, okay, AFC. Chiefs. I look at the Bills and I look at the Ravens. If I look at NFC, I don't know. I would say the Lions, but I don't know about their defense. They beat up
the injuries.
So
and do you trust Nick Sirianni as a head coach? I know he went there one time, but he's a loose cannon.
I trust the Eagles roster. I would put I'd put the Eagles. And whatever you don't relate, the Eagles and the Vikings right now.
Doesn't the NFC North look a lot like when you were playing the NFC East, when they had Dallas, they had the Washington Redskins?
No, it wasn't even
New
Dallas.
York Giants.
No, Mike, you know who it was? It wasn't even Dallas.
Giants.
It was the Giants, Eagles, and the Redskins.
No, and then Dallas came once Jimmy got in.
Yeah, the 90s, but like late 80s and all that. No, we went to Colorado.
Man, that was tough when you got to go up against that crew of guys.
No, you look at like young quarterbacks and not winning. And I said this yesterday in the pregame. You look when Jimmy Johnson and Troy Aikman first came to Dallas. They were 1-15. You know what Troy Aikman's record was as a rookie?
He didn't win a game.
He was 0-11. Spencer Rattler's 0-5. He was 0-11. The only game they won was Steve Walsh. And then Steve Walsh ended up coming to the Saints.
And they ended up beating the Washington Redskins.
Yeah. So it's like, I think there's a lot of possibilities. But again, you might say, I got Kansas City Chiefs fatigue. I'm tired of Pat Mahomes. But I don't know. You bet against Pat Mahomes and the Chiefs.
Yes.